seems like it will be a long court case.
Maybe it would.
But they have no case.
They have no case.
They're simply creating some, you know, problems, making propaganda against our society.
Yes. That will advertise you.
Yes.
Indirect public.
So many people now are being forced to take our side and defend us. Mm-hmm. So many, all the intelligent people of the country, they're supporting us.
That is our problem.
Recently there was a big conference of all the lawyers, and they were all indirectly supporting our position. They just wanted to advertise this big controversy. They say that this controversy is the most important issue of the 1970s. Just like in the 1960s, the Vietnam War was a big issue. So it's become very important.
Hare Krishna movement. So we have got very good certification by the psychiatry staff, Calcutta University. You have seen it?
Not yet. I don't think I've seen it. Sri Krishna got a statement from the Brain Research Institute. And they said the chanting of Hare Krishna is very good for the brain.
Brain work.
You have got that?
Yes.
Actually, it is brainwashed, Cheto Dharsana Mahadhinam. But it is for the good. People are suffering with this dirty thing within the brain. We are watching this. That is brainwashed, actually.
Indian Brain Research Association, Department of Biochemistry, University of Calcutta. Gentlemen, the Hare Krishna Kirtan mantra used in meditation or chanting of Radha Krishna has been practiced not only by the Vaishnavas of India, but by most of the Hindus as a regular religious and social practice in Hindu families. Millions of Hindus practice with sublime devotion the Hare Krishna mantra. We are not aware of any case where such practices resulted in any detrimental effect to the health or mind of anyone. We can submit that the worshipping of Radha Krishna as being practiced in West Bengal, India, does not differ from that of the Hare Krishna mantra chanting of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And as such, either of them cannot do any harm to the devotee or to the observer. Further, we can add that the rhythmic dance and musical soiree in Hare Krishna Kirtan mantra may have profound beneficial effects on a distorted human mind. These practices do not have any relation with brainwashing, although the word seems to carry no scientific meaning at all. Statement by Professor Ajit K. Mikey, yours faithfully, J.J. Ghosh, President on behalf of the Indian Brain Research Association.
Good certificate.
Very good.
A university. So you publish this.
Sure. Prabhupada sent letters to Ramaswar and Hari Kesh, we put in the newspaper.
Hari Kesh is here in India.
Ah.
He will be coming here in about 3 days. He and Triparai Maharaj.
So we come by 7:47.
Oh, there's still about 300 devotees coming on that flight.
Ah. He's already picked.
Oh, yes.
When they're coming?
They're coming on the 24th morning. There's 300 devotees from America, England, and South America. And then, of course, there's still Australia devotees and some devotees from Africa. There are more. So I think at least between 300 and 400 devotees.
Yeah, we can accommodate that.
Yes.
How many rooms?
165 on one floor and 135 on the other.
Two persons, very comfortable, and live in one room.
Yes.
So we have got about 300 rooms.
Yes.
So we can accommodate 600 rooms.
More than sufficient.
Yes. Yeah. Now, arrange for a big festival. There is a program, Manipur. I want to start in the small state, Varnasram. That is my dream. Small space, it can be done. Brahman could. So when we arrived in the airport?
Well, we first, the airplane that we came on landed in Delhi. And we went down to Bombay yesterday morning. So we stayed the day in Bombay.
We have seen your brothers?
Yes.
But,
yes, but I don't think it will be finished by, they say, Dasara. But I have my doubts.
They're not finished.
What are yours finished?
Not the finishing one. There's so much marble finishing work.
The marble, they're working or not?
Oh, yeah, they're working. Yes, I think there must be at least 100 workers going full time.
Marble.
Marble and otherwise also woodworking, so many things. But I mean, it's a very big project. So I think certainly they'll be done by next, you know, March. But if they could open in October, but it won't be finished completely.
No, why? It must finish to the point.
Yeah.
And
yeah, otherwise it won't impress properly.
They're making it very beautifully.
Hmm.
So if it's done as it's seems completely
done, it's wonderful. There is no such temple,
no.
At least in Bombay. No, and in India.
When we took off in the jumbo, when we took off on the plane to Calcutta, we got a very clear vision of the whole temple complex. So if there's some sign put on the towers on the top, everyone from the plane will be able to read it. Hare Krishna lands. Very prominent from the airplane. It stands out from all the other buildings. It's so big and very beautiful. It was all your mercy that building fell, but it was up to us.
My mercy or your mercy? You are all watching. Then, anyway, this counter-propaganda is doing good to us.
It's making everyone in America now knows the Hare Krishna movement. Very prominently.
And New York Temple is going nice.
I think very nice.
People are coming. Brilliant.
Oh yeah, we get on Sundays, not less than 600 or 700 people come every Sunday. And
Indian somehow.
Yeah, about, say, half and half.
Similarly, Los Angeles.
Yes.
So by this counter-propaganda, we have not lost anything.
No. People were not so much aware of what our movement stood for. Now with this propaganda, we're getting an opportunity to explain to them what our movement means.
I wanted that all our books to begin to the court. This is our statement. Let him read.
If we received that tape where you tell the story of Mr. Ghosh bringing all the books just to teach you law.
Huh?
Just to teach you law.
Yes. There are big lawyers in those days who are earning not less than 30,000 per month. Raspberry Ghosh, doctor, yes, doctor. In one case, he brought so many books in the court, very much. Well, Dr. Ghosh, he has brought the whole library. Yes, my lord, just to teach you law. Now, any statement we give, it has to be considered. They cannot neglect. So you can simply put this book, 84 books. Give you our statement. You read them, then give you a book. Other thing.
Yeah,
did you consult any lawyer?
Yeah, we're going to do it. It can be done.
It is not brainwashed. It's science. You have to know the science. Actually, that is fact. The court case is going on.
Yeah. The next date for the trial is on March the 2nd, but it may be postponed until about March the 10th. Sadi Keshmarsh wanted to take the opportunity to come and visit.
Maybe. The more it is prolonged, it is good for us.
Yeah.
Things will be discussed.
Yeah, we're relishing the opportunity.
And it will be published in the paper.
Yes.
Good opportunity.
Even they had a preliminary hearing, and all the major newspaper, Time Magazine, Newsweek, they're all present. And also from the Indian government.
Yes, the consulate. The Indian consulate came. Adi Keshmarsh has been contacting some of the important officials. He's had a lot of meetings with the ambassador. So the ambassador ordered that from the consulate, one person must come to give a statement that the Indian government supports the Hare Krishna movement. So they came and made this statement.
And this representative will attend every hearing.
That is very
as official. And he was ordered to do so by Indira.
Yes. A home member.
Yes.
The home member said to we want that this movement should be spread all over the world.
The representative said that our government is non-sectarian, but within our country, so many people are Hindus, and this Hare Krishna movement is the religion of all of these people. This is the actual religion of these people. It is authentic.
Yeah. As they can.
No, they have no case at all.
They want to speak brainwash, and where is the and university psychiatric system? No, it is not brainwash. Handle very carefully.
The judge that we have is very.
So what?
Well, his reputation is that he's the toughest judge in the state.
Oh.
The DA deliberately arranged for this judge. So it'll be real difficult.
The toughest judge, does it mean he'll be unjust also?
Well, he might be a little prejudiced against us.
But it doesn't. It just means the case will go longer. Still, they have no case.
Then we can change.
We tried, but it was not successful. We already made that motion to change the judge. It wasn't successful.
Maybe government says it's bona fide. India government.
Yes.
Then how can go ahead?
Actually, they can't. They have absolutely no case, but still they're pushing onwards just to create some dirt.
The thing is, the real thing is that that was spoken by one politician that it is spreading like epidemic.
Yeah.
Is that danger they're trying?
Yes, the thing is, there now some demons in America, they're realizing that this is the most dangerous movement to their whole culture.
Yes, that is the real point. And if the young men they're taking, and they take it seriously, then they'll get out of honor. Yes. That is the real point. Because they want to stop it. But it cannot be stopped. Because the younger generation, they are taking it seriously. It cannot be stopped.
As long as we stay within the law, they cannot find any fault with us. They're trying like anything, but they cannot find any fault.
The poison has already entered.
Those are your books.
No. It is reacting. That feeling, the pressure. That is our success. When there is opposition, they are not going to oppose any such movement like transcendental meditation.
No.
Don't care. But they are saying that it is very venomous poison.
They didn't realize your intentions when you first came in 1955.
No illicit sex, no meditating. I thought that nobody would take this. Ариш Кришна, мальчик, я в Кадиме, все я. So, that, you got your room?
Yes, very nice to see
you. You're taking the time.
I brought some medicines for you from Bombay. I can bring them. I don't know.
Is that good for me? We already got one big bag full.
Well, there's so many more things now.
You can't take anything?
I don't know who you're to give them to us.
So in Bombay, everything is very...
Yeah, it's very very strict program. You know, Giriraj is such a good devotee.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is just like in America, in Bombay. You know, the temple program is right on time. Very nice.
Very much. If we keep our temple program night, and we follow the rules, and then we are planned. There is no doubt. That is our main standard.
Yes. That is going on very strictly in Bombay.
Everywhere, distributing. Then we are safe.
Gopal Krishna had something wrong with his foot. Had some foot.
Had an operation. Small, minor.
Why?
I don't know what to do.
Something like a boil. So he was sitting most of the time.
Now, I have advice. The books in the school colleges, they are Hindi, Bengali, English. You can push in every school. I was instructed by a boy. Everywhere, all over the world. It will be a revolution from godlessness to understanding. That is one, otherwise the whole human society is suffering. Rāva bhaktasya kutu, this advancement of so-called education has no end. Very risky. They do not know how the law, nature's law is working. Rascals. They are taking this short duration of life. Māyā sukhāya bharamad bahutu. Making big plans, forgetting they are completely under the control of nature. Very risky. A living being gets the opportunity to understand all the secrets of nature's power, but he is denied the opportunity. Very dangerous. He is thinking like animals, sitting, sleeping, just fine. And big education is in like Professor Kotar, he says, suddenly after this body is in study.
No knowledge.
Anyone who has understood the value of Hare Krishna, he said, we should not simply keep ourselves safe. We should think for others. That is for us. That you cannot do unless you are in the safe position. Janma sarthak kori. If you become polluted, then you cannot do. That is the secret. If you are not polluted, then you can do. Otherwise it will be shown. No effect. This is the secret. Janma sarthak kori, karo kori. Things are very easy, not at all difficult. If we follow, then we can do good work.
This process gives one the strength to carry it forward more and more.
Aponi Acharya Prabhuji is taken power. He did so. All human civilization is on a risky platform.
I don't see how the present civilization can stand up against our devotees if we remain strong.
Oh yes, we cannot. Prahlad Maharaj, such a gigantic demon, could not do it. He was 5 years old, but I was sticking to Krishna consciousness. That's all. Only that strength. And he faced the dangerous position as a gigantic demon like Hiranyakasipu. Even the demigods were after him. So, in a man like Prahlad Maharaj, pure, nobody can do it. So, take rest.
Thank you, Shobha.